Hello, this is Aaron Family First.
Hey, Aaron, where you at?
Who is this?
I'm sorry, this is Ms. Ponder. Is this the one who come out from the Nissan papers?
Yeah, I'll be there by 12.
Okay, you'll be here by 12?
Correct.
Okay, listen, I had an appointment with my service coordinator today, too. And I had to reschedule that from her, which I shouldn't have, because she is important. She's important. I use important. But she understands, because I'm trying to relocate. So move to another place. So, but anyway.
You'll be at the address on file, correct?
Yes, of course. Okay. Certainly. But I'm still looking for another address. Like, I'm still looking for a home of my own. Like, I'm living with my brother. That's safe for both of us together. Understand? You know what I mean?
So you had an appointment with what, your service coordinator from the insurer today?
Yeah, we got my service coordinator today at 1:30. Well, I had to reschedule with her because, like, I got to go back downtown and do some other things with the bank and my bank and stuff.
What was the appointment with your service coordinator? What did that consist of? Was that a reassessment?
No, it wasn't. That was a crucial because I was in the hospital.
It was a reassessment. When you're in the hospital, that is called a trigger event or a change in condition. And they do that to see if your service needs to change, whether increase, decrease, or stay the same.
So an hour might change?
Yes. If you would have had that assessment, there's a possibility. Now, if you are comfortable with your hours, then you can deny it because you've had an annual assessment. Because you get assessed every year.
No. This was not – okay, listen, thank you. This is not that type of appointment. I don't think so. Because
was it your service coordinator? It was your service coordinator.
I talked to my service coordinator prior to her. She was hooking up a annual. She had we were on the phone together, me and my brother, and she was saying that I was due for
Your annual is mandatory. If you don't have your annual, your service will be cut.
I know that. So this the one with her. I need to call her back and tell her don't cancel. They come on out.
If it's an annual, you need your annual because all you're doing is pushing back.
My annual is doing to April, but by me being in the hospital for a week again, then she got to come out and do reassessment. Not reassessment, but to see if I'm more hours or not. And then you can do more hours.
So if annual is doing April, the one that you would have had today would have replaced your annual.
Okay. So I'm gonna let my case coordinator know to come on out. Oh, so if I had that point, so when I do have that point, so I still got time.
See if she can still come out. Just call because she needs to be there for about an hour to do your assessment. I'm gonna be in and out
right there. I went to that two times already. Yeah.
Yeah.
At my daughter's house. I will. Thank you, Ms. Aaron. All right, bye.
All right.